Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Today's talk is the behind the scenes of Euclid Chiropractic's success on social media. This talk takes place at San Antonio High School for students in the spring of 2017. I'm doing this talk again in about 20 minutes and realize since then things have changed. For listeners understanding that getting into podcasting, video, and social media is important for a business success, this is a talk for you. Understand the communication, the trust, things like that in any business has to be there before someone trusts you with their dollars to get their business going and be successful. Hope you get some pointers from both sides to understand that social media is important and now in the future to be successful in your business and others. This is Quick Talk and I'll see you afterwards.
So tell me what you think. Why is it simple?
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to San Antonio High School. I am Mr. Williams. I am the web design video production teacher. And we have, for our pleasure, Dr. Anthony speaking.
And a lot of it is basically when I set the website up about probably last January, we just wanted to get information and videos on there. That was our biggest thing. We knew videos about probably a year and a half ago were going to kick in. That was the key. So when you come down, you see more videos. That's the next step for us is how do we make things more simple? All sites I see now that are maybe chiropractic or medical or other things, we're still a year, 5 years behind. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it is how do we use new sites that are more eye-appealing, more interesting to capture people's attention. I mean, people want to see things that, that they want to see, right?
Yeah.
And we realized probably, 15 years ago? Did we have websites 15 years ago? You guys were still in elementary school? Maybe before that?
Yeah.
Before that, right?
Yeah.
We used things called, Yellow Pages before. These big books, right? That had all the information on there.
Yep.
That's what we used. That was our thing. We had business cards and Yellow Pages. That's all we had. I spent probably $800 a month on business on Yellow Pages. We had a double truck. It's called Double Page Ad, Full Page Ad. Crazy, right? And color. That was where our money went to marketing. Now, do you guys use Yellow Pages at all anymore? It's like doorstop. That's what it's meant for. It's great. Great doorstop. So what we do now is realize we've gone from that marketing to better marketing that you can see every time you open your phone. That's the key. Okay? Even a desktop now, that's becoming obsolete. You need it here because it's accessible. People won't use it anymore. People use their phone for everything. We've gone even from, if you want to call it from a website, which was unheard of 10 years ago, to now even a mobile app. So if you go on your phone and go on my website that way too, accessible that way also. Again, access, attention, make it very simple. So on the app, that's what I want to get to with my website, is how to make it that simple so they see stuff that way. Number one thing they want to know is the phone number and where are you located. They want to see what city you're in. With chiropractors, why do you think I can't market to someone in India or China? Why do you think it doesn't work for me?
Because I'm not over there.
I can't adjust them over the phone yet. They haven't invented that. Okay, or through the internet. Okay, that hasn't happened. There's virtual doctors. I give them advice. I can tell them what to do. I do that. Actually, Instagram, I do a lot with people out of the country. In London and Australia, I give them advice that way. But I can't adjust them. So as a doctor, realize I have to see what some certain range areas with that about 10 miles or so is my range to work with. So with that, I want to make sure I catch that direction. So someone knows I'm in Upland, and they're in Rancho. They know where Upland is, right? In Ontario, they know where Upland is. In Claremont, they know where Upland is. In Montclair, they know where Upland is. So realize, I work within this range. Every time I put something on a post, on a video post, or an image post, I put in chiropractic serving, Upland, Claremont, Rancho, Ontario, Montclair, and surrounding areas too. So they see that in their head all the time. My name, chiropractic, and their city. I want them to see that brand in their head all the time. It's like, what you're talking about, though, how do we make that more simple? When I run Google Analytics on my website, I go, what's the most popular pages? Number one is going to be the contact page and also doctor page. So people want to see what doctors work there. Okay, so again, like you're talking about, how do you go back to what people want to see and then give them what they want to see? Doctor's page is the most important thing on there too. So we want to make sure my image, my partner's image, is our true image. Basically, back in that when you had Yellow Page ads, so remember this, people put their image on there, and it was 20 years old. So you go see a doctor. Doctor is probably my age now, but he was 20, 25 before. to realize you want to make sure things authentic and real for them too. So whatever they've seen on their website, on your website, or on your Instagram or Facebook, whatever it is, it's going to be them. So when you go into the office, it's genuine, it's real. They get the same experience every time. Okay? Any questions beyond that yet? So with my website, what I'm focusing on with those are videos. Other websites in the area too don't have a lot of those. Okay, or if they are, they're buried in their website. Why do I put videos as number one thing on there? In the slideshow in the front too? People want to see and hear what's going on. Okay? How do people learn? What's the number one way?
Visual,
exactly. And if you add the auditory and visual together, that's an explosion of their information. Okay, that's what they want to get. And they want it now. Okay, I have links on there too with all my videos to a post that has a written part of what I do and the steps of the exercise or what I'm talking about down the line, but that's secondary. People want to read that too if they want to, great. But it's more information out there too. Okay, why do you think still writing things down is important for people? Exactly. Realize this, your generation here loves videos, right? I love videos too. Cats, dogs, whatever it is. Okay? But realize people that are older than me, I think it's 47 and above, they still like to read. They still want to get the paper on their front door every day and go in and read the paper while they have a cup of coffee. Okay? You want to hit every generation, every gender, every age group all the time if possible. Right now I'm running Facebook ads myself. We started this week professionally. And see what works. We're doing 4 Facebook ads. Two are videos. One is a video of a female in her 30s. One is mine doing a video, my video of the hunchback posture, how to fix your hunchback posture. 2 are going to be our ads. One is based on seniors and older group, and one is based on between 35 and 45. Why do you think I do Facebook ads? Why do you think I do 4 versus just 1? Yes?
Because you can advertise to a broader audience.
Exactly. You want that audience. You want to see everybody, correct? Okay. I don't want to catch just kids. I want to catch everybody. And by doing that too, what I'm doing is going every day. I go on there and go, okay, there's able to manage it, and go, how many reach do I have for this one video? How much do I have for this video? How much do I have for this image? And I go down to them and go, okay, which one is more important to my audience in my area right now? This one has more likes or more reach or more clicks through. That point, I'm going to focus on that as my way to go. My next ad will be focused on that. At that point, I want to make sure my next week and next week after that, I'm going to narrow things down. It's called funneling, so people understand what I understand what they want and give them what they want. People want exercise videos, but I'm doing videos on the philosophy of chiropractic and here's the spine. They're going to go, that's nice. I don't want to watch that. By doing the other videos, I narrow down what they want to see, so I can see what their videos, their views are. Okay? Any questions about that? And also to realize, when I do videos for my office, I'm doing about 3 videos every time. One is going to be a general video that goes on YouTube, okay, where it's a very broadband, horizontal video. Okay, and I usually put the whole video on there too. I'll do it's anywhere from, say, 3 to 5 minutes. And that video will have music, we'll have subtitles, we'll have captions on there too, we'll have images on there, we'll have everything I want put on there. Realize, some may not want to watch a 5-minute video. So I cut that down for Facebook to maybe just a 2-minute video. Maybe add 1 or 2 images, and that's it. Keep it very simple. Even just a 30-second video. Okay. On Instagram, you're guaranteed a minute only, right? So you have a minute on Instagram, so I cut that video down to a minute. I add a quick caption at the bottom, the title of the actual talk. At that point, I put, at the very end of the video, put my bio link, go to this search. It gives them one click out to basically find the full video. Okay, so I'll do a 30-20 second video on that Instagram, you know, and Twitter too, a very quick one on Twitter, instead of just an image. At that point, get it on there, get them to go through my bio link, click through. At that point, see the full image or full video if they want to. Okay, any questions about that? So it's not just the content you have. That's why I do content about 3 times a week now, which I don't know how I do that. But what I do is, you want to make sure you have good content always. Okay. Who wants to get into putting content on the webs, on your website, YouTube, on your Instagram? Who wants to do that? Who wants to be the content person?
Some video production,
yes.
Here.
Yep. Right? Good. So you want to be you want to be behind the camera or in front of the camera?
I prefer being behind.
Good. Why?
It's
That's where you make the money, to be honest with you. That's where you make the money.
It's kind of fun to like direct something and just see how everything starts to come together near the end.
You can also, with that too, because I'm the actor, if you want to call it the doctor actor. I was talking to one person up in high school today, Aditi. She runs the front. She's been there since, she's probably not the ager, but she's probably 7 years old, 70, but she's very active and very on point, right? She was telling me I look like George somebody from West Side Story, which is an old show before, old, and Derek knows. And she, every time I walk through the door, hey, George, I'm like, George, you can call me George if you want. And that's the thing is, he was in front of the camera. Who makes more money long-term as a person behind the camera, editing, producing, how to act, what they want to see? So when my son watches, my son's 18 years old, groups of kids from up in high school, they're actually going out and doing videos now, getting paid in high school to do videos. It's crazy. But he looks at videos, and they go, hey, I'm going to shoot a fishing video, and I'm going to go and edit all night now. Okay? That's the hard part, is the editing and what people want to see. I'll do a video. It'll take me 5 minutes. It'll take me 2 hours to edit the video. And up, it includes an upload, download, too, correct? All that stuff. And even save me to your hard drive, so you'll lose it again like I had before. Okay? So realize the editing part is the most important. You want to go, what do people want to see? You want to see images. You want to have flashes in there, too. You want to make sure it keeps them going. If I'm sitting here and I'm monotone the whole time, and I'm sitting there and just talking, I'm going to put you to sleep. You're going to go, I'm out of here. So the editing is important because you want to catch their attention the whole time through the video. Every 30 seconds, switch something up. 20 seconds, switch something up. Do another caption. Move somewhere else. Add more lighting. Add less lighting. Add another picture if you want to do that. So the editing is the most important part of the video, but you want to have good content. Okay. So when my son and his friends go out and shoot videos, it's going to be, what do you want to shoot on? Like, we're going to shoot this landscape or this river or this fishing video. We want to make sure the content's there people want to see all the time. People want to see chiropractic all the time. They want to talk about chiropractic. So I give exercise videos too. My best videos have the best views of the exercise videos. People want to see exercise, what to do. But by seeing chiropractic videos once in a while too, I'm selling them on what I do, my brand. Okay? Why do you think the shorter videos are important? See, if I have a 5 minute video and they just make 30 seconds, why do you think that's important?
Your attention span isn't going to last that long.
Exactly. And some platforms meaning Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, or someone's website, has different attention spans too. So on Instagram, they know it's going to be a quick video. Cool. On YouTube, they're like, yeah, I'll look at the time. If I have time for that, I'll do the longer video. So realize, when we do videos, again, reverse engineering, how do you find out what your audience wants? Where is your audience? And how do you connect with them overall? How's your attention span? Okay? So realize what you use with your, if you're going to do editing for one, is most people here for any class? Is mostly editing director?
This is web design here, but I have some video production.
Perfect, so it's a combination of both, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So when you design a website that you're talking about before too, you want to make sure things are going to be in the patient's best interest for a chiropractor. For, say, an architect, you want to make sure it's going to be a home builder or home buyer's best interest also. Okay. So for a chiropractic, for example, what I do, because I'm selfish here, how would you interview me to find out what I wanted on my website? What would you do? How would you ask me questions to go, okay, I'm going to build your website, you're going to pay me thousands of dollars, or thousands of whatever, okay? What questions would you want to ask me? What would interest me to go, I'm going to make this something that people are going to want to see and make more people come to the door. As a doctor, as anyone in services, you want more phone calls, you want more booking appointments, people come to us, want people to know your brand, know your name versus somebody else. So what would you ask me if you're going to build my website?
What do you want the audience to
see? Exactly. What do you want people to see? That's number one. Okay. Do you want them to see pictures, video? Do you want to see your face, your staff's face, your office overall? You want to give them the picture, the visual, and maybe the auditory too, what they're gonna, when they're walking the door, what they're gonna expect. That's the key. Okay, when you build a website, any service, what are you gonna expect when you walk in the door? What's your environment gonna be like? Who are they gonna talk to? Who are those people? Okay. So when you build a website, you want to, if possible, do a what to expect video. Maybe a chiropractor, architect, whatever it might be. Pathologists, I don't know what they're called, whatever they're called, but I trust whatever it is. So you want to make sure it's to their benefit so they overall see that when they walk in the door. Because realize, old websites were a flat screen, basically a picture of, say, their office, a couple words, maybe a couple more pictures, maybe a couple of events going on. Very sad, but that's all we had. That was old technology. That was the invention of the wheel. Okay? We've gone beyond that now. Now we're more video, we're more other things too. So realize when you interview someone to do a web design, what that is, what they want to do, what's their personality too. Sometimes they're good for the camera. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes better interview a staff member because they'll be more enthusiastic, more passionate what's going on versus actually the doctor or the architect or the diatrist, whatever it might be. Okay? Does that make sense? So you're building something, build it to their interest. Okay? Build it to their patient's interest too or their service interest. So for example, someone sells computer parts and they want to do a video on for their office, how would you sell them the video? What would you do? What do you think? Would you want to take pictures and video of the actual office? What they're doing? Pictures of their actual what they're doing inside their building too? In the sense where someone working on the computers, someone working on the software too, you want that action in the video. Okay, you want the pictures, even pictures too, you want action. At that point, it realized is what they do behind the scenes to get your product out there, to help your company, to help build computers. Okay, to help fix your computers too. You know, you want to have, is sound important and music important in videos? Why? Exactly, gets attention up, right? Because you want to have music in the background, play music for you, but different type of music, you guys. But overall, you want to make sure you're getting something to keep their attention going exactly. Okay, maybe sound, maybe lighting, whatever it might be, even moving parts also. Okay, web design is huge because a lot of people realize, especially in healthcare, they don't have websites. They have them, they're outdated. I worked next to dentist, he's a great dentist, phenomenal dentist, great office, great staff. They don't have a website. I don't know how they get their business. And I know they can grow. Okay? What's the number one way to get business? No. What? No. What's the number one old age way to get business?
Word of mouth.
Great grandfathers did that.
Word of mouth.
The great generation. Exactly. Word of mouth. Always word of mouth. Personal referral. Huge. How do you get there? By building a clientele. How do you build a clientele? By having a good brand, a good name, good character, good reputation in the area. So realize that's always number one. When I view stats every month in my office, I want to know who are the new patients, how many are there, hopefully 120 or whatever it is. Well, we'll get there. And we want to know what percentage of that is going to be from word of mouth referrals, personal referrals. Okay, you have to build that. I work with two students right now that are in seventh term chiropractic school, and they have another year to go. I'm working to build their brand right now, too. I want them to get a website. Well, not a website, but a YouTube channel, an Instagram channel, Facebook channel, too, for us old people on Facebook. Yes, don't use Facebook anymore, right? But some kind of, sort of. Contact your grandparents,
yeah.
Great-grandparents.
It's more Instagram now, Snapchat.
Hi, Mom, I'm coming home for dinner. That type of stuff. Realize you have to connect with people. So with these two students that I'm working with, is how do you build their brand now as students? By getting short videos out there of them in the classroom, and taking a test, I'm walking to class, and I'm so tired, whatever it is too, I do well on my test. If people see that and they follow them, realizing they're going to come out and become a chiropractor. Become a chiropractor, go into an office. And I told them, interview office, go to interview, go, hey, look, I'm going to interview this office. At that point, I'm going to see how it goes. You walk out, they go, that was horrible. I'll do it, hope the next one's better. Okay? Realize that content, developing their story of their big picture, what they want to do, people want to see that. When they follow them, especially locally in their area, and they become a chiropractor in their area for one, they're going to have that brain, hey, I saw you on Instagram, can I come in and see you? I want to know what you do. They get that interest, that attention again, too. And with the videos, too, right now, I told them to keep it very simple. Just you videotape, put them on the World Wide Web. Okay, over time, take those videos, learn how to edit. Okay, what's the best way to build a website? Best way to learn? By doing it, showing up, there's a thing called be, do, have. It's an old term. You're learning here how to do it, correct? When you do it, you actually learn more and easier. I do all my own videos, all my own editing, all my uploading, downloading, whatever loading I do, even filming too, because I learned how to do it that way. I use iMovie because I have the Mac. My friend talked to the Mac a long time ago, and I'm stuck there now, so which I love it. But overall is, I learn how to do this. When the updates come, I learn that too. I spend probably 5 minutes shooting a video. I said it before, about an hour doing everything else on the video. Sometimes it doesn't work, so I do it again. I lose it for some reason. Okay? So by doing it, helping, doing a video for, if you don't have a service to do it for right now too, do it for your family. Hey mom, I want to make a website for us, our family. Can I do that? Great, go for it. What's GoDaddy cost now?
It's like $12, yeah, buck and $12 sometimes for the year.
God dang, $12.
Yeah, it went down.
Yeah, exactly. Why did it go down? Because there's more competition.
Yep.
Capitalism is phenomenal because it brings the competition up, the price comes down. Okay, right now I went on Vimeo. I looked at video about today. I'm like, let me put my videos on Vimeo. It's also, I went to Vimeo and I searched. I'm like, dang, there's chiropractors on there. I'm not on there. But you can't upload more than, I think, 5 gigs a week.
Right.
I do about 10 gigs a week. I'm not going to pay someone $20 a month to put stuff on there because there's free stuff. There's free stuff. People go to free stuff and they stay on free stuff. Free stuff makes more money, to be honest with you, than the paid stuff. So realize, build a website for you, your family, an aunt, uncle, a friend, your dog. People love dogs. Okay? But build something on your own and see what works. And what I do, and do this or not do this, see if you want to do for a dog, for example, find a good website with high search rankings for one on Google that have and copy that website. Mm-hmm. Copy that website. Use your dog, hopefully you have a dog, or not just a fake dog or stuffed animal, whatever you want to use, and find out what works for that. And learn how to do it that way, then put your own unique touch in it. Okay, I do videos based on what people want to see, so I go out and find out, hey, people like that video, I'm going to shoot that video. And have me and my staff in it versus their staff and that doctor. I'm going to build my website around a website I saw before that has a high ranking in Beverly Hills, because I know that works, and they paid $10,000 for that website. I'm building myself with my people around my area that I trust them with. Okay? One thing when you build a website, what you guys do too, people don't like you as web designers because they think you're ripping them off. Okay? They think they get it cheaper somewhere else, and they probably could, but the quality has to be there. And people understand quality pays. When you go to someone's website, it's hard to build from the bottom too. Have to realize you're working against what they think is worth it. If you have someone my age or older, and then I'm just going to go back to Yellow Pages. That worked for me back in the 90s and 2000s. Realize they don't understand what you do. They don't understand how important it is. So your job is you go, okay, Dr. Smith, here's your website. Oh, here's your name. I'm searching it. I can't find your name on Google. Can't find your name on Yahoo or Bing. What's going on? Well, I don't know. So you go, well, I see you're down at 40. What do you get down at 40 in the ranking? Well, I don't know. Well, because, doctor, these other people have videos and a higher ranking website and more analytics on their program, too. Okay. Well, do you want that, doctor? Well, yeah. Well, why do you think it's important to you, doctor? Because it gets people in the door. People search Google. How many pages do you think they go through to find the first doctor? Podiatrist, chiropractor, eye doctor. How many pages do you go through, you think, in their area? Yeah, if I search Montclair podiatrist.
One, maybe two.
Yeah, one, maybe two pages, that's mm-hmm. it. Okay, but maybe ten total in the first ranking. The first day they take the first one, they look at the whole thing, they go, these are the first paid ads, they're paid, I'm not going to look at those. That's what most people think that. Look at those, look at the ones that are organic, in the sense organic. What does organic mean when you get rankings? It's done. Google goes, okay, these guys are good because they have videos. They have high search rankings. People go to their website a lot, too. So it's genuine for one, too. It's a genuine ranking of compared to your peers in the area in that search. So look at this first two or three and go, those are okay. They go to maybe three or four more down. But on Google, when they at least on mine, when I search it, they'll have the top three or four and their map, their name, and their website. They take those first four, and they go, these are the best ones in the area. People probably go to those two or three first, right? And go make that important to them. So realize when you build something, realize, find out where they are first. That doctor, that architect, that plant pathologist, whatever they're called, whatever they're looking for, and find out where their mindset is. And do they understand how Google works? Understand how websites work? If not, teach them. How can you teach them? Today, how can you teach them? By showing them a video, or doing a quick video, how to build a simple website and why rankings are important. If I send someone a link, hey, here's a link to a video where this big guy, this big shot, did a video on how Google ranking works, is that going to help them? Probably not as much as if you're doing it. Okay? I'd rather see it from you because you're trying to sell me your business, your brand, your name, reputation, more important than some other guy in some, wherever he is, in probably some rainforest country where he looks really cool in the background, shooting a video. Because he's a high influencer, they call it whatever it is. He has these big screens, he has a lot of information, he's sponsored by a lot of equipment companies that have just money out the door. Okay? But by you doing a simple video, it's genuine, it's real. You can mess up in your videos. I do them all the time. You make jokes, make your own personality in there too. Quick video is what I do. Watch my video, see if you think you like it. Great. So realize, answer their questions, what they would want from the video. So if I'm going to go out for business, I'm a web designer looking for business, I'm going to go, hey, can you fill out this quick questionnaire for me? I saw your rank is really low on Google. Your website's really low. Can you fill this out? And I can actually give you videos on how to do it yourself. Are most doctors going to do their own videos on website? No, we don't have time for that stuff. We're out golfing, usually. We're going to white ball around. Okay? We don't do very well either, too. We're horrible. But to realize, we want to know, okay, this guy gave me a video. He can do it. He knows how to do it. Let him do it. He knows how to do webs. He knows how to do videos. To realize, give people the basics. Okay? Someone over 45, 50, they don't have time, but they sometimes have the money to do things like that. They want to see what's called return on investment. Do you know, guys know what that is? ROI? How that works? Anyone? ROI is return on investment. I'm going to give you $500 to build my website. I want to get at least, say, three times that amount back, $1,500 back from the website.
We went over this, guys.
Okay. ROI is return on investment. I have no problem giving you $10,000 if you're to give me $100,000 back in return. Only today. But over a period of my say 3 months, I want to see that return come back to me. Okay? When I talk to someone, I same thing. I told the Facebook guy today, or when I signed up with them 2 weeks ago, I have no problem giving you $700 today to make sure I get three times the amount back in a month. Probably get that this week, I'll probably get that back. Okay? Realize we don't care how much we spend, get the money back in their pocket as soon as possible. So when you sell them on that point too, when you're thinking about it, how do I approach this business to get their money back, that's a key too. Okay? Any questions yet? My brain. Yes?
How do you determine, like, if you got your return on investment? Because you'll get people that walk in.
Oh, yeah.
But how do you determine that, oh, they learned this from the website? Do you just, like, ask a survey?
Exactly. What I do when I have people call in, we have two things we get our new patients from in our office. Yeah, that's our patients are people that come in from the door and never seen us before. Is one, they'll call in. When they call in, my staff knows, did they come from personal referral, word of mouth referral, they come from insurance network program, they come from online, or if they came from online, where did they come from? Was it Yelp? Was it Google? Was it some other site that sent people to us? Okay, I signed up with Yelp last year too. Do you guys use Yelp?
I did in the past.
Yeah, use it now because I'm on it all the time. But it's a way for people to generate more people coming to the door. And what happens is, when you Google search something, sometimes Yelp will come in number two, so go, okay, that's going to be important to me. At that point, they'll say, let's start your stuff on Yelp, and then Yelp gives them actually a discounted rate too, so they'll get a discount by coming in my office also, they'll check in them too, like a Facebook would be too, okay? So by doing that, they actually, when they write stuff down, my staff does, end of the month, they get a list of, okay, who came in, who's the new patient of the month, where'd they come from? So for yours too, from the website, they go, okay, they came from the website first. They may have booked online from the website also. But I want to see the numbers. What happens, especially with web designers too, you have already things out that are free. Google Analytics is free. You track where they were before and where they are now. Okay? Even on Yelp, same thing too. They had reviews. They showed me where I was before, where I am now. So I dropped them because I had more reviews on my own than I did through their paid ads too. But there's ways to track that. That's the easy stuff. Realize, get your foot in the door. That's the key. Okay, answer their question before they ask them. Find what's called objections, why they would not hire you. Answer those first in a video or a phone call, or a face-to-face meeting. All right. Any other questions yet? That's all it comes down to. You can turn that off, too. We're good.
So hope you realize behind the scenes of our office, we want to help people understand that medication surgery is not the only option for back pain and neck pain and spinal conditions, and even neuropathy. So our purpose of social media is give people an idea of what we do in our office, along with rehab exercises, get themselves well on their own, or get a consultation with a chiropractor, maybe us or somebody else. So hope this helps you understand behind the scenes of our office, and we'll give you part two of San Antonio High School video that updates everything for the fall of 2017 versus this video here. All right, hope you enjoyed this audio, and we'll see you soon. Have a great day.